Hey friends, Max here, and this is Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love. On episode 8 of season 3 of The Bitchery of History, we talked about Harriet Tubman, and mostly we talked about what everyone knows her for. We talked about the Underground Railroad, but little did you know, she was also a spy. So there's two points that I want to talk about in particular right now, and the first is the raid on Harper's Ferry. Now, if you know American history at all, you'll know this man, John Brown, staunch abolitionist who advocated for the use of violence in order to destroy the system of slavery. And what he did in particular was he organized a raid on this ammunition depot, essentially, called Harper's Ferry. Now, apparently, Harriet and John Brown knew each other. In fact, John Brown is quoted as calling Harriet one of the bravest women on the continent. So when John Brown is planning this raid on Harper's Ferry, he was really serious about it. He asked Harriet to look at the plans, and she actually helped him create an even stronger plan than he had in the first place. Unfortunately, if you know anything about American history, you'll also know that word was leaked about the raid on Harper's Ferry. He was caught, he was hanged, and after his hanging, Harriet said of him, "He done more in dying than 100 men would in living." That was 1858, and then 1863, 5 years later, the Civil War breaks out. Mostly what she did was she was a spy. She would sneak behind enemy lines, she'd report on cotton warehouse locations, ammo depots, she'd talk about slaves waiting to be liberated, she'd find all of these different things, and because she was a woman of color, no one looked at her a second glance. They all just said, oh, she couldn't possibly be any part of this. And she was able to get all of this information for the Union. That being said, she still wasn't treated very well. She still faced racism and discrimination. In fact, during the war, she was taking a train ride to New York, and the conductor instructed her to move to the smoking car, which she refused to do, explaining her government service. And the conductor and two other passengers grabbed her, breaking her arm in the process, and threw her into the smoking car, with the other white passengers on the train cursing and shouting at her as they moved her to the back. For all of her work, she only made $200 over 3 years, much less than what her pension should have been. And in fact, it wasn't given to her. She had to fight for it. She did not get it until 1899. She supported herself in the meantime, selling pies, gingerbread, and root beer. And remember, The Bitchery of History comes out every single Monday. This is Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love. See you next time.